那个大金刚这大块是呢、
yep.
These are things of knowing the mind with greed, for instance. So,、for myself, in my own practice,、in daily life,、this sounds very much like something I'm trying to do, which is notice the mind with lust or with aversion.、And usually I find myself totally absorbed in an object、out there. But then if I've got a modicum of mindfulness,step it back、away from the object to bring the craving into view.、And then if I can maintain the mindfulness to stay with that craving and just see if I can allow it to、pass and witness that.、And from my studies and just intuitively from a feeling of a detachment that comes from that, it feels as though that's the right track.And there's something to continue with there, but I just wonder if you could speak on that stage of practice.
Yeah, I mean definitely. I mean that's what say that's the possibility of when we are able to not get tangled in the, especially the hindrances are a really good tags or mirrors for what's. Because if we don't understand the obstacle, we can't be free from them. And because you can't just impose, somehow, like a liberated mind onto that. It's the access to that place of freedom is really through relinquishment and releasing, as opposed to a gaining or getting or making it happen somehow. And you obviously have got to do something. And we've got plenty of work to do with letting go of those five hindrances or of understanding the potential of pain and difficulty that they bring. So it's, and then that releasing into the quality of knowing and seeing clearly, because the possibility is there all the time. And sort of imminent here and now is the nature of. Is this when we chant the nature of the Dhamma all the time? Apparent here and now. Apparent here and now. It's imminent. It's there. If we chose to see it or realize it or experience it. But yeah, in the meantime, you've got to be doing, you do something and just that watchfulness and alertness for, okay, how are the hindrances? Despite, I mean, that's a good handle to try to get the handle on the. On the mind, and it's like Ajahn Chah says, you got to be really careful because the mind is a liar and a cheat. It's ready to, we're ready to believe it all the time. So, just not taking ourselves too seriously, not taking the mind too seriously, and seeing, oh, there's a way through this. And to a certain degree, it's there's the element of. So you have the fruits of our practice, the diligence, and the wisdom and discernment. But there's also the element of faith, because we can get so tangled up in trying to analyze everything. And to be able to have the faith and confidence to recollect, to remember, which is what they sati really. The root of the word sati is in that function of memory and recollection. Remembering, and so that being reminded of the possibility of what the Buddha is giving us as an option.